From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Much of York Region and North Durham saw a lot of rainfall this week, and more is expected over the weekend in communities like Uxbridge, Georgina, Newmarket, and Beaverton. With the ground already near saturation after several days of rain, residents can expect more localized flooding and water pooling on roads and in low-lying areas. Officials are advising the public to avoid flooded routes, steer clear of low-lying spots, and continue monitoring updates from Environment Canada and provincial flood resources. Karen Tyndall from Tyndall Farms joined Dan Pollard for Tractor Talk to share her experience as a farmer this spring.
We start our greenhouse always at the end of March, so that way the plants can be out of the greenhouse hardened and ready for the field by May 1st. No, we pay a significant amount of money, especially with the weather coming next week, to keep it warm in there. That's just the only danger is the heat. Started 100,000 cauliflower plants on March 23rd or 25th or whatever day it was, and we'll do 100,000 plants every 10 days until July, until we're done.
Tyndall says she's using this time to repair farm equipment in preparation for planting season. Trees for Life is launching a major urban tree planting campaign during Earth Week, with more than 9,500 trees and 17,000 native plants set to be planted across Canada. Locally, 750 trees and 250 shrubs will be planted in Aurora at Stuart Burnett Park on May 2nd as part of the nationwide effort. Organizers say the initiative will help improve air quality, reduce urban heat, and boost climate resilience while encouraging volunteers to get involved. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.